Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
Trisha, intern, I have to confide in you. I'm not sure if my holiday party is a hit.
Yeah, you mean because nobody's here?
If I can chime in, you activated the summoning pylon, but then you forgot to power down the energy casing. So a bunch of space angels tried to get in for the party and burned up on contact.
I thought that smell was my pumpkin spice candle.
No, that's incinerated space angel.
Well, we always have the gift exchange.
I know, you are dying with anticipation to find out who I got.
You have me.
Lies.
Last week you said, how about we play a game where we all shout out our slipper size?
Irrelevant. I love that game.
And then you wrote down my size on a tablet marked Trisha Gift Information.
Okay, you two should probably get back to the kitchen to keep those snacks warm.
Yes, we wouldn't want no one going hungry.
I'll cue up the transmission.
Oh, and remember, this one was recorded live at Talia Hall in Chicago, so there's going to be lots of referring to stuff that nobody can actually see.
Just another way we found to punish the dedicated.
And now, enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, that's okay. It's the holidays. But just in case, here's a little holiday gift from me to you. About 3 years and three-fourths years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal. Oh my God, there are... I have seen a lot of things, but I almost never look in the balcony boxes in the Vermilion Minotaur, where we all are now. There are so many, well, I'll let it be a surprise for my other friends. And just to annoy any listeners at home. I'm very excited that you're all here. It's very busy in the tavern tonight. We get to share the winter solstice with each other. There's so many holidays to celebrate this time of year in Foon. I hardly know most of them, but I'm excited we've got a wizard and a warrior and I think maybe a pirate or a buccaneer and just sitting very close to the table. We've got all that over there. It's a winter solstice miracle. But thank you so much for being here for winter solstice. You know, on my world, which none of you know that much about, it's coming up on Christmas time, which happens either right after Thanksgiving or midway through October, where that's where it all starts on my world. But, you know, I'm excited to learn more about the holidays in your world. And the first person I want to hear more from is my good bud, the King of the Badger, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. The fuck?
I know, right?
Shit, Arnie, Arndog, A-Train.
Yes, no, not
that's,
A-Train. But...
That's a rogues gallery of my exes.
Oh, no.
We got the hawk, we got an owl, and then the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, snowbong.
Is it embarrassing when you're getting intimate with a hawk and you accidentally call them an owl? Like you're thinking of one of your other ex-bird
lovers. Oh, yeah. I was intimate with a hawk and I called it an owl and it went, who? And I said, you're doing it to yourself, my man. How you doing? I love you, buddy.
I love you, too. Happy. I mean, I don't even know what to say. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
That's about it. No, we have a whole...
Chun, what is your favorite holiday of the winter solstice in Foon?
Let me put some stuff down.
You are holding so many things. A drink, a scepter, a microphone. I like that you're committed to it and you're like, I'm holding too many things, but I'm going to carry the scepter.
Yeah, it looks good. Looks good on me. My favorite holiday is actually a holiday that my fiance Tusador and I came up with. So we invented this. We were just kind of laying in my hovel bored, and we invented this new holiday. Do you want to hear about it? Yes, I will tell you. Mm-hmm. So this is called the Tiny Handman Dance. It's a new little holiday, the Tiny Handman Dance.
Oh, God.
So here's how it works. You put out your hand.
I have big hands. I don't have tiny.
Well, we'll make it work. Put out your hand.
I feel like...
The dance is tiny, Arnie. The dance is tiny.
I feel like I'm being pulled into a horrible prank.
So lay it flat.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So what I do now is I put two fingers on your palm to make a tiny, tiny little man.
Tiny little hand.
And I do a little dance.
Oh.
And there's a little song that goes with it, which is, there's a tiny handman dancing on my hand. There's a tiny handman dancing on my hand. Who's that tiny handman dancing on my hand? Do the splits. This is a fun little thing. Oh, you like that?
That's the second creepiest thing I've seen today.
I love that the eagle is so committed to looking like a bird. If my ex, the eagle, doesn't do that the whole show, I will be wildly disappointed.
Well, you know, if the eagle is looking directly at us, it can't see anything. It has to turn to both sides.
And also, my ex, the eagle, has a bit of a man body, so I call him Eagle Man. He's a bit of a local hero.
Speaking of local heroes... you know what? It wouldn't be the winter solstice without our wizard bud.
No.
And I'm not talking about Tusador.
Oh.
I am talking about Usador the wizard.
Wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magic of the lights, devourer of chaos. Oh, I love birds.
The elves know me as Fearing Yalak. The dwarves know me as Sonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar. And there may be other secret names. Names so festive that if uttered aloud, why jingle bells would pop out of thine very skull. Rattle and rattle until your brain was mush.
Spaghetti.
I still don't understand that. Hello.
Do you want to ask me about it, Usador?
No, not particularly.
I will grant you one winter solstice wish. Whoa.
I'm going to save it for something better than that.
People want closure.
Fine. What does spaghetti mean?
It don't mean nothing. I just started saying it, and I was like, he's going to ask me someday, and then you just never did. Just never did.
It's almost as if I knew how unsatisfying the answer would be.
Damn, y'all. Let's be forgiving.
I'm very sorry. It's the winter solstice.
It's the winter solstice, all right?
We should be celebrating the holidays. Of course, my new favorite holiday is Seven Swans of Swimming. It's a 7-day-long holiday, and there's a wonderful song that goes with it.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
I would love to hear it.
7 swans are swimming, 6 swans are swimming, 5 swans are swimming, Four swans are swimming, three swans are swimming, two swans are swimming, and a swan swimming.
Pretty catchy. Have you ever thought, and this is unsolicited, I know, constructive criticism, have you ever thought about mixing up swans with other birds?
Slow down, pervert. I know you're gonna suggest six geese a-laying over here, but...
Well, of course, the tradition is that swans tend to float, and they don't really swim, per se, underwater. But around this winter solstice, every day, an extra swan joins the previous swan in diving deep under the water and pulling up pieces of coral.
Hmm. Arnie, did you know that swans float? And if they sink, they're a witch?
Isn't that right, Eagle? That was the single most affirmative call I have ever heard in my days.
I've got to believe at least one of those birds is not that into this.
And I think I see which one. Arnie, I gotta say, after hearing my ex declare that noise, I kind of miss him. Hey, call me maybe. Call me maybe. There's a tiny hand man dancing on my arm. There's a tiny hand man dancing on my leg. There's a tiny hand
this
man
is crazy.
Making his way up. Oh, what else? What else?
Yes, what's next?
What's next? Oh, didn't we say, I don't know if this is the right day, but didn't we say we were going to do a potluck sometime? Well, Arnie, what do you, around the holidays, is there anything specific you like to eat?
Oh, yes, what are some of your traditions back on Earth for your Christmas?
Oh, well, you know, on Earth, we have a few holidays around this time of year.
Yeah, you mentioned Christmas, so details.
Yeah, Christmas is the main one. I mean, it's...
Whoa!
No!
For you, perhaps.
Look, no, here's the thing. I don't mean to suggest that Christmas is really any better than any holidays. Christmas is...
But you're saying everybody on Earth celebrates Christmas. So you would say Merry Christmas to everyone.
Well... They're kind of cursed to eventually say it. I mean,
they're cursed?
That's the curse of Christmas.
Whoa.
Classic Christmas curse.
Christmas is like a parasite, a cheerful parasite that infects the host and slowly takes over the entire body. Like, first Christmas took over the winter solstice on my world, and then Christmas started to take over all of the rest of the country. But then the interesting thing was the version of Christmas started to take over Christmas. And so, I don't know. You can read it all on my blog. Look, Christmas is just kind of weird.
But you still celebrate it. What do you love about it?
Christmas is like Monopoly. On my world.
We don't understand that analogy.
No frame of reference.
It will become clear. It's a board game on my world, and there's a lot of great imagery, but to really enjoy it, you have to have house rules. Like, you have to celebrate it in your own way. Like, when I was growing up, you know, a lot of people on Earth celebrate Christmas on Christmas morning, but when I was a kid, we used to go out at night and drive around in my dad's car.
Oh, so dangerous.
And my mom would stay home, usually saying something like, I don't feel so good. And so we'd all
go
out.
Is this when you'd stand on top of the car and do what you call teen wolfing it?
That is more of a summer thing.
You have to have styles to do that.
We'd drive around, and we'd look, and we'd see like a red dot on top of a radio tower, and we'd say, it's Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. And then we'd come home, and my mom would be at the door, and she would say, you won't believe what happened. While you were gone, I was in the bathroom, and I heard a noise, and I came out, and Santa Claus came. He came at night. And we, you know, it took years for us to be like, why is mom always in the bathroom?
Huh.
Is that part of Santa's magic?
And you said one year you, and I know this is... maybe not the time or place, and I know it's a deeply unsettling moment in your life, but you said one year you did see your mom kissing Santa Claus?
Was your mother having an affair with Santa Claus? Oh, I'm sick. I can't go out. I'll just be in the bathroom.
Fucking this fat man.
Whoa! Hey, that's my mom. I can tell adorable stories about her going to the bathroom.
Look, how do you feel about that chicken? Kind of a head shake, hard to tell.
That eagle talks for all of them, I think. But you know what? There's a bunch of other people here that I'm very excited to teach us about some of the more holidays.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Before we bring them out, I do want to mention, as always, if people want to email the show with any questions or any thoughts from Earth, they can email me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's.
And one of those birds was like, oh, I've got his email now.
Shit.
He doesn't respond to my cause. I know that's the same joke that you made before.
No, yeah. Worth it. It was worth it.
Birds wouldn't get that excited about email. They prefer Twitter. Oh. I should leave now.
Yeah. It was a callback. I don't deserve that. It's the holidays.
No, there's a ghost here. My dad's here.
Oh!
Boo, Dad. Boo to my dad. Oh, no, they're booing. My dad's just one person. Oh. That's booze, yeah.
I was going to say, I was worried that before the show was over, we would be visited by three boos.
What?
That's why I come here for the booze. I'm drunk. Right, Eagle? You and I are going to start our own podcast.
That really seems to tickle you to use that.
Imagine all of your strange earthen world listening to me talking to a bird. We'll see if Stitch is interested. But you said we have some more guests that are going to talk about the holidays.
Yeah, I'm very excited for our first guest, and really we have no right to not let her be here because technically she owns the tavern. I'm excited to hear about some holidays from Activia Barleyfoot.
Ooh.
Oh, yes, the Angelic. Hello. Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
Activia, you are so much friendlier than I remember in the past.
Oh, what can I say? It's that time of year, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just so magical. The lights, the trees, the lights. It's beautiful. I can't contain myself. I'm such a hard-ass, bad-ass, scary-ass ogre all the time, but... this time of year.
I'm glad you said it.
I turn to a big bowl of mist, you know?
Aww. Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you.
I'm glad you enjoy the lights. I often go around Hogsface casting my spell of Gaeliv Lichtenkammer, making twinkling lights appear all over the city.
It's beautiful. I love your work. I wish you did it in the ones that chase, though. You know, because you do the static ones, but I'd rather you do the ones that chase.
Oh, well, I can do some of those. I'll do that tonight, right after the show.
Thank you, Fienyalek. Oh, I'm so excited.
Usador, do you ever have a problem with that spell where, like, just part of the magic isn't working and makes, like, a lot of the magic not work? You're like, nah, which...
Yes, if even one small part of the spell is broken, all of the spell doesn't work.
Yeah.
But not... normally, doesn't it come with a little baggie of replacement partial spells so you could just screw it into the main overall spell?
Yes, I often have a pouch of replacement spells.
Yeah. But you gotta know which part it is. You're like, is it Gaeliv? Is it Lichten? Is it Comber? Wait, did I do Gaeliv or did I not do Gaeliv?
But then I'm...
You
I'm,
can read about it on my blog.
I'm impressed you don't just throw the whole spell out. You know, you try and isolate the damage section. It shows perseverance on your part.
Don't think I am not tempted to do so. Right, Eagle?
Did you see that? When Usador just gave that big hearty laugh, his belly shook.
Yes, you're right. When
I never noticed how much his belly shakes.
His belly shakes like a bowl full of shit.
Speaking of bowl full of shit, your mom was in the bathroom, and she heard a noise,
You're lucky my mom barely knows what a podcast is. But nobody talk about it on Facebook.
Activia, what do you, this time of year, what do you tend to do or what do you tend to enjoy? Like, what are your, where do your proclivities lie?
Yeah, I learned about winter solstice late in life because, you know, as you know, I was raised in a very strict religious practice. We don't celebrate any holidays, no birthdays, no nothing. We were Bossa Nova's assistants.
Oh.
Just sit with that for a minute.
Uh-huh.
So, as a child, it was prohibited. So now, as an adult, I'm experiencing it with childlike wonder. So I love it. I love Christmas. I love how you force him to do things. I actually know him. I know him a bit.
You know Chris?
Yeah, he's a real piece of work. So just force him to do whatever you can. He deserves it.
Oh, yes. He's a gigantic piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah. He's pure downright trash, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't care who knows it, but it's a beautiful holiday. I like, of course, Hanukkah.
Mm.
Hanukkah I'm just learning about because I enjoy multiple tiny fires.
More lights?
More lights. I like lights is what I'm establishing here, I guess.
I think you like fire.
I mean, I like things where it was once dark, now it is light. Kind of like my heart, like 90% of the year is very dark and cold and hard, and then like one time a year there's a brief flicker, like right now during the holidays is the premise I'm establishing.
Ooh, very nice. You know, I enjoy Hanukkah too. We've established the
Hanukkah 2? There's a sequel to Hanukkah?
Oh, right, with Bruce Willis, right?
It's with
few
Willis
people know it's a holiday movie. No one knows it's a holiday movie.
And what they do is they still light the little fires, and then what happens is the king sends a handful of his finest soldiers, and they all go a little cuckoo. It's 8 crazy nights.
We've just been visited by a second boo. That's the boo of Christmas present.
I wasn't crazy about Hanukkah 3, Live 3, or Hanukkah.
No.
What about 2 Hanukkah, 2 candles?
It was better. It was better. But the problem with the third one was they tried to have 16 crazy nights. And 16 lights. You just double up.
Was it like 16 candles or 16 lights?
It wasn't like 16 candles.
I would have loved that.
Yeah. Doesn't hold up.
No, it's not great.
No, I can't imagine.
I always get confused. Where does Hanukkah Origins come in? Like, is Hanukkah Origins like after Hanukkah 2 Hanukkah, 2 Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, my Hanukkah?
My Hanukkah, isn't that where Hanukkah gets stung by bees and dies?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Yeah. Very sad.
Very sad.
Very sad. Two-Store loves it.
Oh, yeah. You've got bees on your socks.
So I do.
And I don't want to know how they got there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a tiny toe man dancing on my toe. Activia, I have to say, I don't know if I've ever noticed this before, because usually you're looming over me.
Yeah.
But while you're seated, dem ears, though. Like, I never noticed how
you enjoy
magnificent and stunning your ears are. Did you ever, you said as a kid, you didn't celebrate much holiday stuff. As
no.
a kid, were you ever teased for those ears?
Oh, I was teased all the time, yeah. People would be like, Activia, look at those ears. You must be able to see a long way. Kids are cruel.
And stupid.
Yeah.
And dumb. Kids are dumb and cruel. But even though they were wrong about what ears do, I still felt the hurt.
Yeah.
So who's dumb, them or me? I don't know.
I'm sure it hurt doubly before they didn't even bother to understand what your ears were supposed to do.
No.
That was mean. It was cruel of them.
If anything, I'd say it was uncalled for. Where my birds at, eh?
I just saw a parrot pour a drink down its neck. Like, it's got, like, a tracheotomy.
Hey. My ex had a surgery, okay?
Oh.
I'm sorry. I lost it when that eagle raised the roof. its face is so stoic. Its shoulders so celebratory.
This is why I always tell you I love birds. They're just a hoot.
Guys.
Yep.
Guys.
Oh, that one you're mad at.
That one you're mad at?
That one. You fickle cunts. That one you're mad at. Come on. This has been a shit show already. You're mad at that one.
Arnie, I feel like we don't call people in a tavern fickle cunts enough.
Wait, you said
fickle or pickled?
Either one. You're preserved as well.
Are there fickle cunts in the audience? Oh.
Yes, well,
yeah, they're seeing it all over the place.
Oh, so I'm excited to learn about even the holidays I don't know, I haven't learned about yet. So I'm all of them excite me. I love them.
Well, you know what? We can learn a little bit more because I asked another wizard to stop by.
Is it Can?
It's not Can. I'm really excited to learn more about Winter Solstice and the holidays from Jamilis the Mauve.
Oh. Yes. Raise thine hands in celebratory dance for Jamilis the Mauve.
Man, it is great to be here, y'all. Oh, man.
Woo!
Looking good as always.
Oh, yeah. You know, I just got through feasting, you know. It's feast season. You know how I do.
I know how you do.
What did you say? Feast?
No.
Feast season?
The feast season? Feast season.
Okay. Yeah.
Feast season.
It sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah. It's great. You know, but y'all know me. You know, I'm Jamilis Washington, you know, I'm the bringer of feast and famine. You know, I'm the master of the slave plantation, you know, shatterer of the triangle trade winds. Yeah, the drawers know me as that dude. You know, the L's know me as Holden, always Holden. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean. Eagle knows what I mean. Yeah.
Eagle just did a hood nod.
Yeah. He knows what's up.
Yeah, flap, give.
Yeah. The vampires know me as my queen to be. And you know, in the far south, I'm always known as boy. So, you know, you can't help it, you know? It's always the same thing, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's been straight up feasting, y'all.
Spaghetti. Yeah.
I have to ask, where did you get those mauve sandals? Those are beautiful.
Oh yeah, I picked them up at a cool store. You know, there's actually a special place in the South. You know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty sad, but it's pretty cool.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So what happens is we have a bunch of people that make shoes.
Cobblers?
Yeah, well, you know, they're like shoe specialists.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, my word was dumb.
Yeah, well, because you know they don't really like put shoes together. They more so like sew them. You know
oh, gotcha.
I mean?
Okay,
so they're not hammering no more. They're
sewing. Yeah.
But the thing is, that's cool is that every pair of mauve sandals you get, they take a pair of mauve sandals and they give them to somebody that's in a whole nother continent.
It's pretty
amazing, but it's kind of sad, you know, because there's a whole bunch of people running around without shoes, man.
Yeah, and we don't know their size.
Yeah.
And are the shoes they give those people who are less advantaged just as shit as the one they give us?
So they run out of,
like you got people in a third world country, you know, running around in shoes that don't hold up.
Yeah, and it's weird because the people making the shoes should be keeping the shoes, you know, if they're giving those shoes somewhere else, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a real travesty, you know. I'm sorry, I come with some real talk, and I'm full of...
I hear the call. For now we know that these people without shoes, we know not their shoe size. Let Usador use his great magics. Jaroth Kentiambiarath Tenteth Telpau! They need a size 8.
Wow. I mean, that's why he's the man.
That reminds me of the most beautiful Christmas song on earth.
Sing it.
It's called Christmas Shoes, and I don't remember it exactly, just remember being traumatized by it. But as best as I can remember, it's something like, my mama was dying, and it was Christmas time. So I got her some Christmas shoes. And when she was in the bathroom, Santa came. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing.
You got a lot of issues with your mom, man.
And bathrooms.
It's just a holiday tradition.
All right.
I have a question for you, Jamilis.
Yeah, what's up?
Every time you buy a giant book backpack, does a child in another continent get that as well?
No, man. You got to earn this book bag. You know what I mean?
Because it sort of looks like something a child would wear.
Nah. See.
How dare you?
Yeah. You know, see, this is my spell book.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I always have it on me, you know, just in case I find a freestyle spell I like and I want to put it down, you know, and put a hot track behind it. Bam.
Word, yeah.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, if you don't have it close to you, you might forget it. You know what I mean?
Usador, you don't carry around a spell book.
I ate it.
He remembers everything he eats.
Because I remember everything I eat.
Yeah, they call him the easy.
That's right.
Yeah, because he never has to write any of his spells down. You know, he just goes straight into the booth and just, like, lays down those spells. You know what I mean?
What was that chicken's name that you ate 2 weeks ago?
Dareth.
What was he like?
Sweet.
Tangy?
A little tangy.
Do you wish you only ate jerks? Just, like, really rude animals and stuff.
I feel like a jerk chicken would be pretty good.
Yeah, that's
pretty tasty. It's pretty tasty. Yeah,
and you're also removing a jerk from the world.
Sure.
One less jerk.
I mean, we all probably have plenty of jerks, but, you know, it's probably good to have less of them.
Yeah.
What else does Jamilis have to say?
Oh, yeah. It's okay. It's all good. You know, we're going to go down. I want to let y'all know that I have some, actually. You said you didn't really experience a lot of holidays,
no,
right?
Teach me. I'm a sponge.
Yeah. So there's actually one of my favorite holidays I love. It's actually it's the day after the main feast. Main feast day is 1 month before, you know, winter solstice. And there's this tradition that you have that if you really want to get the best things, you participate in a thing called Black Friday.
Oh, it sounds spooky but well-seasoned.
Oh, no, it's real cool. You like it. So what happens is if you happen to be a black person in Foon, then you get to go to any white person in Foon's house. And if they don't have a gift for you when you knock on the door, you can take anything in their house.
Whoa. That is awesome.
It sounds awesome at first, but point of order, is this a day where black people just go and loot white people's houses?
We don't call it looting. It's not really looting. It's more like...
You take an item from their house.
Well, I mean, they can choose to give you a gift. You know what I mean?
Right. So you extort them. You force them
to give you
something.
No.
And if they don't, you're going to go in their house and take something, which I think many of them think we're going to do anyway.
It's not looting.
I just want to get the details clear.
It's not looting. It's more so getting what we deserve.
Wait, okay.
You know what I mean? It's more of like, We're getting some little payback for all the things that have happened in the, you know, in the history of the Southern of Foon, you know what I mean?
It begs the question, yo, is this racist?
Yeah.
I mean,
Who can say?
I mean,
well, there has to be some kind of time limitation on it, right?
Oh, yeah, like it's 24 hours.
Like maybe it's like, okay, but you can't come into my home until 6 a.m.
Well, it's 24 hours after you feast.
Oh, okay.
So you have to put out, like, the minute you feast, you got to put a little mark on that side of your door. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like put it on both of your doorposts so that ever, you know, when a black person walks by, they know, hey, can I come in here? No, I better not go in there. There's no markers on the doorpost. I got to keep moving to the next house.
Right. So when the black person passes over your house, they know whether or not.
Yeah.
They can go in.
Yeah,
and as long as it's 6 a.m. Now, is that 6 a.m. white people time or the other ones?
Yeah, it's more seafood time.
Okay, I'm just...
Colored food time.
Colored food time.
Yeah, CFT.
I'm so excited to be learning all this.
Here's my question, and this is very important.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm out in Hog's Face having conversations, can I use the expression seafood time?
Ooh.
Or am I going to get in...
I mean, you could. You could.
Yo, that's racist.
But it depends if you have the hard T in it or not.
Oh. Ooh,
no, if it's a soft T on the time, then maybe. I mean, you're playing with your own, who's around, who's your friend, who's there.
If it's still unclear, we could just ask the eagle.
I mean...
Well, I think that, having dated some birds, I can speak with confidence that most of them celebrate another holiday called, where they let out some grief, called Cybird Monday. Isn't that right, Eagle?
But you're back on board for that. I'm just trying to figure out the landscape here.
But Cybird Monday, is their day to kind of get it all out.
I mean, because birds deserve it too, you know what I mean?
So wait, this is just for like your side bird? It's like, so this is for like adulterous birds?
Yeah, a side bird.
I see. Mm-hmm. Is it, so then do you also celebrate?
My side chick.
Yeah. Do you also celebrate Fuck Local Saturday?
Fuck Local Saturday. What's that?
Fuck Local Saturday is where you're like, I've got to stop going to all these big boxes, and I've got to fuck local. It takes a little bit longer.
Do I still think globally and fuck locally, or just...
Well, depends on how quickly you want to come.
I don't know what any of this is, but I celebrate Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday?
What's that?
Oh, I'm giving. On Tuesday.
All right, well, as long as everybody participates in their local erections, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah. It's always important, you know what I mean? It's always the small erections that really count, you know what I mean? I wouldn't know anything about that.
I like your book bag.
Thanks.
Arnie, now that we have... Now that we have four...
Do you want to try it on?
Hmm?
Ooh.
Do you want to try it on?
I'm sorry. I just realized I am here with my friends, so I just have to... Hello.
You need me to be your wingman?
I'm doing that thing, you know, you do with your girlfriends when you're like, hey, say that thing that I need, you just say, to get me to go.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right? We have that thing we planned before, Chunt? Yeah. Okay, so just when I give you the signal, you could do that for me.
Yeah, okay. And let me know if you want to switch spots.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Arnie, now that we have four people from Foon here, would you mind sharing a little bit more about Earth holidays, about Christmas? Do you have...
What do you want to know about Earth?
What
Christmas?
Do people wear? Is there a certain thing people wear during Christmas? Is there a typical gift that you give? Is love enough? Do families all come together and celebrate?
Yes, is there a particular memory that perhaps stands out?
Well, sure. You know, this is kind of weird. It's not really a memory, but I'm in an unusually good mood. I mean, around the holidays, they're sort of placed in the middle of the winter because it can sometimes be the darkest, most stressful time of the year. And I don't know, I just feel a little bit better because it's the holidays. And I just, you know, I almost never remember my dreams, but... Last night, I just had this great dream that I was home for Christmas, and...
Oh, good. Will you tell us about your dream, please?
Well, I'm just not sure what it means. Like...
Why don't you lie down? Get comfortable. Here, use my chair.
I'm not sure what it means. There is a lot of powerful imagery, so I'm going to try to remember
it. Feet up.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to try to remember it as much as possible.
You need to back off. You okay? Keep going.
I was on Earth, and, you know, in Chicago, and... What's going on?
Nothing, I'm just looking at my bird.
And the Christmas tree was up. There were lots of boxes which signified that we had meant to put the ornaments on, but we probably wouldn't get to it for a couple of weeks still. And, my mom was in the bathroom. I don't know. What do you think it means?
This seemed like it was a current happening, as if you were on Earth right now.
Yeah, I was on Earth right now with my daughter, the age that she
would
be now.
Phone your daughter?
Yeah, and she just kept saying, Elsa and Anna, Elsa and Anna, Elsa and Anna.
Are those her friends?
She says she thinks they're her friends. She seemed to think so in a way that it would, I imagine, would be very hard to convince her otherwise. And why would I try? But maybe I'd want to.
Now, at first I was not interested in this dream, but something strange has happened. You're telling me it seemed as if you were not watching this from outside, but you are a participant in these activities.
Yeah.
As if you were there.
Yeah.
Oh, Arnold.
It's Arnie.
What if you are?
Wow. Whoa, didn't we cover this in an episode?
Whoa.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long, dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
Usador, didn't you say you were going to bring someone on to do a winter solstice reading for us?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I am very excited, of course. Ah, people of the tavern, listen now to Usador.
They're already listening.
Today, you shall learn the true meaning of Gunderstein from our hallowed guest, Rhapsody Gunderhair.
Don't be alarmed.
Just some friendly birds.
Yes. All right. Good evening, everyone. I'm Rhapsody Gunderhair. And hello. I am a fairy queen and descendant of the great hero Gunder. And I'm here this evening to bring attention to a wonderful but misunderstood winter solstice holiday, Gunderstein. You probably know something about how we celebrate Gunderstein in the town of Gunder and other nearby villages. You may know that every third Blurnsday Eve, we meet in the town square and throw fruit at each other. Mm-hmm. Whoever eats the most fruit without getting knocked unconscious is the caretaker of all the fruit in town for the rest of the winter season. But as soon as the Blurns season starts, they have to give everyone a sincere compliment. It's very nice. You might even know that once every century, a child appears on the Gunder stump in the center of town and predicts the weather for the following century. But she's only right about half the time. Comme si, comme ça. And of course, everyone knows that we go on about our holiday business during winter solstice. We each carry our oversized mallets along with us to hit each other over the head with them. Mm-hmm. But what most people don't realize is that Gunderstein celebrates the defeat of the first Dark Lord of Foon. Yes. That's right. That's the true meaning of Gunderstein. And I'm here to remind you why our mallet is sound to give a little pound. Many countless centuries ago, the first Dark Lord strode across the street on his terrible steed. There, he sought to wreak havoc upon his neighbor, my famous ancestor, Gunder. Gunder was a simple person who worked hard and cared for all those around her. On this particular day, despite Gunder's stellar reputation, the Dark Lord lifted his terrible hand and smacked Gunder across the face. Yes, boo indeed.
Yes, boo, yeah.
Gunder was shocked. Why had her neighbor just come across the street and smacked her in the face? Aghast, Gunder turned to her neighbor and said, "Ted, why'd you do that?" Ted, no more foolish Gunder. I am the Dark Lord of Foon and shall rule over all.
Yes, also boo, yes.
Boo is right.
Gunder thought long and hard and said, "Can I get my pruning shears back then?" And the Dark Lord spake, "No, Gunder, you cannot have your pruning shears because I am evil. Now, yes. Boo that man." Gunder thought long and hard and then said, "Well, I don't like it much. Could you maybe stop? Also, why did you ride your horse across the street?" "Do you mean my terrible steed?" spake the Dark Lord. "Sure," said Gunder after a long pause. "To begin a reign of terror that will last for 1 billion centuries, for I cannot die and will get stronger and stronger each time I am reborn. Mwahaha, mwahaha," said the Dark Lord, formerly doing business as Ted. How? I don't know, I just assumed that last part. I could be wrong about that bit. Once again, Gunder thought long and hard and then decided to kill Ted with the hammer she'd been holding the whole time. Gunder's totally normal blows struck Ted in the head, sending Ted to meet the goddesses. And that is why we celebrate, to remember Gunder, the one who preemptively spared us from the most boring and least interesting incarnation of the Dark Lord. Each strike of our mallet is a reminder that we all have a responsibility to take care of each other, even when it isn't easy or immediately beneficial to ourselves, and that we shouldn't always wait until things get really bad to take action for the greater good. It is our symbolic gesture of love and protection. So, this Gunderstein, don't wait. Please help someone in need and give them a mallet. And then hit them on the head with another mallet to show them that you care.
Beautiful.
That was great.
Oh.
Thank you, Rhapsody.
I love hearing about the Gunder years.
I wish there were more holidays that celebrated a murder with a hammer. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, I can think of two or three.
Yeah? Oh, I love it. I love a bludgeoning.
Mm-hmm. Bludgeon is one.
Ooh, bludgeon,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, bludgeon. I didn't know that was an official holiday.
They celebrated up in Fingaria, the barbarians there. One day a year, they just bludgeon someone.
That just sounds like a murder.
No, if it's done on the right day, it's a purge.
Yeah.
It's a one-person purge.
It's also, you know, John Henry Day.
Oh, what's that?
It's where you go to a railroad and you just hit people with hammers. It's like whack-a-mole, but like on a railroad.
Hmm. Arnie, have we told you about railroads here in Foon?
No, you have railroads?
You didn't do the reading?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, of course.
No. We gave you a book about all the railroads.
Yeah.
No.
You didn't read it all the live long day?
No.
You were supposed to be working on the railroad.
All the live long day?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's very simple. They just put a little rail along some of the roads. It helps the horses not get lost. You just tie a little rope, and they just follow the rail.
Yeah.
You put your hook in, and then it's like takes you along there so you don't get lost.
That's right.
You can fall asleep, and the horse just gets you where you got to get.
Uh-huh.
It's really handy.
Yeah.
But what about the holiday associated with it you were telling us about?
Oh, John Henry Day.
Yes.
Yeah. So then, you know, you bring your hammer to the railroad, and it's like whack-a-mole. You get to, like, when people go by, it's like... and you know, at the end of that day, how hard you worked shows how much you care about the railroad.
Oh. And you get tickets that represent that, right?
Yeah, you get tickets.
And what can you trade those tickets in for?
Well, you can get real cool things. Like, you can get a magic station.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like games play themselves, you know what I mean? It's like a little cool, like, magic trick just happening in front of you.
Yeah.
I got this bottle on my belt that I don't keep anything in.
Oh, that one.
I thought it looked empty.
I also got an oversized minotaur one time. Ooh, you know, okay. It was like a huge minotaur.
Yeah.
It was real cool, though.
I feel like minotaurs are already oversized to start with.
Oh, no, you're thinking of a maxitar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Am I one of you now?
You know, Activia, if you want me to buy you a drink, you know...
No, she's good.
No, I'm all right. I'm here with my friends. It's her birthday.
I don't... Trying to be nice, you know what I mean?
Oh, speaking of friends, I forgot we had another friend that wanted to come by and tell us about another holiday. Ladies and gentlemen, please, one of our oldest and dearest friends slash nemeses, Flower, the Talking Flower.
Nobody else fucking stand up or anything. It's just something that I wanted to do. It's just fuck, 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 use.
I'm going to choose to take that as a compliment.
I was thinking that for a long time while I was sitting over there, because you fucking left me over there!
I was supposed to bring you over to the table, and I forgot.
Yeah, it's okay. I learned to walk in the meantime.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's good for me.
Yeah, it's cool to see you so ambulatory.
Yeah, I've been working on it. I got a Fitbit.
You know about Fitbit, Arnie?
No, what's a Fitbit?
It's a dog that chases you around and bites you when you're not fucking working out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'll do it. That'll motivate you.
Yeah, it does.
You.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It barks a lot at people who are, you know, a little darker, you know. So you run a little harder, you know, you run a little faster. So you're better at sports, you know.
I'm not going to comment on that.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's a dog thing.
That's my comfort level.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's where I live.
Guys, this holiday season, we learned that Flower has some boundaries.
Yeah.
We all have room to grow. Yeah. You guys talking about holidays, though?
Yeah, we're talking about all the different holidays.
Oh, yes.
My favorite holidays is Honda Days. You guys celebrate Honda Days?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
love
great.
It.
Yeah, do you know about Honda Days?
No, I don't know about Honda Days.
Well, Hondas are animals that are bred in Foon, and they're very affordable and sort of basic level animal. And then on Honda Days, it's the job of the people that run Honda places to just get rid of all the fucking Hondas. and it's driven by fear and panic. It's like, oh fuck, we got so many Hondas, we gotta get rid of all these goddamn Hondas. And then they're working under pressure, they're just drinking coffee, their families' holidays are on the line.
We have to make room for all the new Hondas that are going to be born this year.
Yeah.
Oh, you're I thought you'd have no interest.
I didn't say... Oh. And that was the boo of Christmas future.
Hmm. And Flower, you can, if you want to get a Honda, you can also do APR financing, right?
Yeah, you can do it in April. They'll put it aside for you. They'll say, yeah, you coming back? You look trustworthy. Okay, and if you don't, they're like, go fucking get a Taurus. You know? Ride that shit. I don't care.
A Taurus is just a big bull.
You know, maybe what if you don't have a need for an animal all the time? Can you just occasionally, like, just if you're in the mood, just lift one?
Lift a
Honda? No, we've done all three.
You've used them.
We used them all up. I should have been a little more judicious along the way.
Choices. I used to like Honda Days, but then I was celebrating Honda Days once at one of the Honda places, and they said, what's it going to take to get you into a Honda today? And I said, that's an animal. I don't want to get inside of it.
Did you hear that, Chunt?
Yeah, Chunt.
I like to get inside animals.
Earlier when you said, just now, you said judicious, that made me think you guys were talking about Hanukkah, and it just made me it made me think of the fact that I came late into Hanukkah. I came in at Hanukkah Resurrection. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? Why is Winona Ryder here? You know?
It's very weird.
Yeah, you know.
Is she Jewish? Yeah.
My favorite Hanukkah is the Hanukkah is called Hanukkah, you know, and it's just like the last like seven Hanukkahs never happened.
Yeah, it's like they just come in and they were like,
forget that last 20 years of Hanukkah.
We told you.
Hanukkah happened like Hanukkah. It's just Hanukkah.
Yeah. Is that the one where Hanukkah's son fights the blonde-haired Christmas boy?
Yes.
But Hanukkah trains him. And I didn't see any of the first Hanukkahs.
He trains him, but then there's like a, you know, but she doesn't realize that she's been trained until the last minute.
Okay.
And then you realize like, oh man, he is ready for Hanukkah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and then they just burn Hanukkah down.
I realize I haven't seen any of them and I shouldn't have started talking.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck we're talking about now.
Flower, I wanted to say that I'm excited to see you. This is our first winter solstice together.
Wait a minute, she's back!
Yeah! I came back for the holidays.
We were looking for you.
I'm fine. You win. You did it.
Okay.
Flower.
I'm not mad about it, but what the fuck?
Flower.
Like, no one told me. Where's this bitch been?
Activia's been back for a while.
I went on a trip. I went around. And then, but you have to come back for the solstice, and I'll go back out again, probably.
Probably.
I can't be here all the time. It's just logistics.
I know.
That checks out.
But Flower, I wanted to thank you for your dedication looking for me. It meant a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot. And like, I don't know why that horse got in here, but horses make so much noise in food, you know.
It's either a girl's night or a robbery.
Or maybe it's someone just getting what they deserve.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
What?
As in, like, they're not robbing anybody. They're just taking back the stuff that they are owed. The stuff that they are deserved of.
They're repossessing it.
It's
a repossession of a present, like a represent.
There's
a joke in there somewhere.
It's a representation of a joke, you know.
Now, Flower, Activia's been back for quite a while.
Yeah, I just don't care.
There was a big chunk of the year where she was running the tavern.
Oh.
You weren't here at all during that time?
She didn't come in.
I got other stuff going on.
And Flower, what do you have going on?
Okay, listen, I got myself in a real situation.
Uh-oh.
Right now, I'm just be honest, it's like the holidays. I can be honest with you guys. I'm in a bit of a pickle. And a little bit of a pickled cunt right now. I just,
Can we get t-shirts that say pickled cunts?
I mean, we've been 1H away from that for a while, so.
Can we maybe get one shirt an adult would wear?
Nah. Yeah, I, I reconnected with my high school sweetheart. Yeah. Yeah, I went to high school.
No, I was amazed at this wonderful tale of you and a past love reunited.
Yeah, but here's where it gets complicated. It's like it's the holiday season and we're in this small town, and then I was helping at my friend's bakery because she was short-staffed, and so like I'm working in the bakery and this guy comes in, and then like we hit it off, and I'm thinking about my high school sweetheart that I'm supposed to be with, but then this guy, and it turns out this second dude's a fucking prince. And so like I have to decide whether to stick with who I thought was the love of my life, or like move to a different country and marry this prince, or maybe be royalty. And it's just, it's like the holidays.
Now,
that's a real Hallmark occasion. Yeah.
I think I can help you through this.
Okay, sounds good.
I have a couple of questions, follow-up questions.
Yep.
The one that you thought you were in love with, who's not the prince.
He's my high school sweetheart.
Yes. Is he some sort of high-powered executive who's lost the sense of what the winter solstice means?
Yeah.
All right. That's what I thought.
Is he in the big city or in the country?
He's in the country.
Okay. He's a small town guy.
He's a small town executive.
Those are the best kind, though.
Yeah.
Flower,
yeah.
I can relate to you. I'm also dealing with running into an ex.
Cool, let's make it about you.
Well, no, I just wanted to relate. Is
the bakery...
Does everybody see these birds?
Yes.
Yeah, they've been there the whole time.
We've had a whole thing. They're wonderful allies,
cool.
Flower.
Cool.
Is the bakery in danger of going out of business?
Always.
Okay. This is all starting to add up.
We actually had a recent bake-off dance-a-thon.
Ooh.
In the middle of this small town to try to raise spirits.
I heard about this. You put on sunglasses and did a little dance?
That was my move.
I saw the signs that said this bakery has flowers.
Only when music plays. So will you play some music?
Yes, I'll play some music. May I touch your knee?
Absolutely.
Oh, I thought that was a song.
Tiny hand man dancing on your knee. I'm a tiny hand man dancing on your knee. I'm a tiny hand man dancing on our knee. Our knee, my knee. Dance man.
Yeah, that's it.
Flower.
I like how during most of that I held a microphone to my mouth like I was going to fucking say anything. Yep.
I have some bad news for you. Based on the answer to your questions and a spell that I just cast.
Oh, no.
I believe that the prince and the local small town executive are the same person in disguise.
Wait.
Wow. I believe he's been lying to you the whole time.
Oh. How?
But there is good news. He's pretended to be a prince to win your heart, for he fears as a high-powered local executive he won't be able to win your heart over. So if you confront him and tell him that you know the truth, that he's not really a prince at all, and he's the man you've loved since high school, then you two will be married, and you'll save the bakery.
Arnie, do you ever get concerned that Isidore knows too much about this story?
A little bit, but I'm just excited that it's a story where love conquers all in the holiday season, and everybody gets a happy ending.
I'm not going for it.
Speaking of happy endings... Yeah. If anybody wants a happy ending, I happen to know that an eagle can make you come in 3 strokes. A normal birdie's 2, an eagle's 3.
Oh, wow. Everyone knows that about eagles. It's one of their hallmarks.
Is it fair to assume that any point that something is going on in the show, Chunt is sitting here being like, eagles. Eagles.
It's a goddamn mind map.
Eagles. Mm-hmm.
I'm a shapeshifter.
Flower, yeah. I just wanted to know, in your story, is your friend who owns a bakery, might she be in what looks like a terrible marriage, but then she's able to give you sage relationship advice, even though it looks like she and her husband fucking hate each other, and she's very pregnant, inexplicably, for like 11 months in the time that you're with her?
You know Margie?
Yeah. Tell her, hey.
I actually have a question. Is this ex-love of yours, by any chance, Dean Cain?
Yes, it's Dean Cain.
Wow.
The guy who runs the local college?
Yeah. I feel like this kind of thing is always happening to Dean Cain.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing, I also did a spell as well, and I actually have a way to help you even solve this sooner.
You guys just doing spells before. Okay, go
we,
ahead.
We should have brought you out sooner. It's becoming clear.
It's fine. What's up?
Yeah, so what's going to happen is tonight, you're going to be able to earn that happy ending if you're able to set up a ton of traps to keep anybody out of your house.
Okay.
So you have to stay completely alone and make sure that nobody gets into your house for the entire night.
Let me just tell you right now what I already got going on in my house. I got broken glass. I got tar and one nail sticking straight up in the goddamn air. I got a loose tarantula running around the place. I've got a blowtorch that's going to shoot off and blow off somebody's
of
head, especially if they're wearing a winter toboggan.
Got to.
Yeah. I've got something heavy swinging down. Yeah. What the fuck was that? To knock some off their feet.
You have a live wire.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, live wire and a bunch of water.
And if else fails, do you have, like, just an old woman who's friends with birds? They'll save you in the end.
That's good.
That's a good suggestion. Keep the tip, you filthy animal.
That's our show. Thank you so much.
I guess it's heartwarming to know even a bunch of dudes dressed as birds can finally find a home. Let's see. Usador was played by a series of ringtones at full volume on public transit. Chunt was played by a heavily watermarked copy of Dad Jokes for the Bathroom, volume 44. Activia Barleyfoot was played by Tawny Newsom. She has some live stuff coming up, so check out her website, tawnynewsom.com/tour. Jamilius the Mauve was played by Anthony LeBlanc, artistic director at The Second City. Rhapsody Gundaer was played by Symphony Sanders from Legitimate Podcast, Welcome to Night Vale. If you want even more symphony in your life, check out Good Morning Night Vale. Flower the Talking Flower was played by Brooke Bright, who would love to use her plug time to remind people to buy the Jackbox Party Pack 5.
Are we not going to credit the bird people?
Yes, we are not.
Well, I am. The assorted birds in the show were played by a group of people in the audience wearing bird masks. Is that so hard?
Great. Get ready for the next live show to have a bunch of Bernie bros spelling out the phrase, "What's next?" That's on you.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Special thanks to Tim Schoen, Brad Davis, and the rest of the staff and crew at Talia Hall. And special thanks to Rose Amir, who helped take pictures of the cast and audience members after the show, all while wearing a subtle Burger King jacket. That was great, Rose. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and Earwolf. Remember, no show December 24th or the 31st for the holidays.
Okay, time for the gift exchange.
Let me guess. Slippers?
You know, that was your gift, but I had an 11th hour inspiration. Trisha, haven't you always wanted your own space angel husk?
Oh, God.
Oh, that counts as a guest.
Ugh.
Lamont Jones' world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.